A new state law will ensure defendants facing jail time because they can't afford to pay their fines are appointed an attorney. The bipartisan bill cleared the House and Senate and was signed into law by Governor Chris Sununu last week. It's an effort to curb the illegal practice known as debtors' prisons, which a 2015 report found was occurring in New Hampshire courts. That study was co-authored by the New Hampshire ACLU and Buzz Scher, a professor at the UNH School of Law. Morning Edition host Rick Ganley spoke with Buzz Scher yesterday about this issue.
Let's start by defining what we mean when we are talking about debtor's prison. What's the issue here?
The issue is when somebody has had trouble paying their fine or isn't paying their fine, courts, we found through a study that what happens more frequently than not is a judge will call somebody into court and say, can you pay your fine? The person will say, no, I can't. And the judge will say, all right, you're going off to jail to serve this off at $50 a day. That's what we found, a study we started 3.5 years ago now. And the fundamental issue is twofold. One, it's unconstitutional to jail someone for a failure to pay a fine if they don't have the ability to pay the fine. Number two, it's inappropriate to, at that hearing where you're deciding whether they can pay the fine or not or whether they're going to go to jail or not, that you don't have a lawyer. So both of those things were not happening in a comprehensive study we did of the circuit court system, a report we published in September 2015. It was pretty clear that this was happening on too regular a basis.
And this was an issue that you and others were trying to address last year through changes to rules in the circuit court system. What happened there?
Well, we once we published our report, we started working with the administrator judges of the circuit court system, Judges Kelly and King, to come up with a set of proposals to change the circuit court, and for that matter, the Superior Court rules, to make sure that there were substantial ability to pay hearings when a fine wasn't being paid to see if a person could afford to pay it or not, and two, that there would be a lawyer appointed for somebody who couldn't afford a lawyer for those hearings, those what we called endgame ability to pay hearings.
And the state Supreme Court ultimately rejected these changes, right?
They accepted a good number of them. They incorporated procedures that made it much more certain that the inability to pay hearings would occur. What they rejected specifically was the appointment of counsel in those circumstances. They essentially deferred to the legislature to manage that issue. So as a result of that, we went to this last session, we went to the New Hampshire legislature, and you know, very quickly we had a unanimous vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and it was approved by the Senate in the consent calendar, and the same thing happened in the House, and Governor Sununu signed that bill last Friday. So we plugged the last hole in that set of changes that we, myself, the ACLU of New Hampshire, and Judges King and Kelly, all those recommendations we came up with, we plugged the last hole.
So what essentially has changed here? What does the law say must happen?
So now, whenever a court is considering jailing somebody for an inability to pay the fine, under the court rules, they must hold an inability to pay hearing and give a person notice that that's what the hearing is about. And two, under the statute that the legislature passed, a person must be, if they can't afford a lawyer, they must be appointed a lawyer to represent them at that hearing. And then three, a third piece that we passed through the legislature a year ago, if it's found that they are willfully failing to pay their fine, then they can be committed to jail and serve it off at a specific rate. It used to be that rate was $50 a day. We had the law changed to $150 a day.
And that's in a case where it's determined that somebody could have had the ability to pay, but they've just refused.
Exactly.
To do so.
Most simply, this doesn't prevent people from going to jail who are willfully failing to pay. I mean, that's still on the table, but it makes it more certain that the courts are discriminating between those who can afford to pay the fines and those who can't afford to pay the fines. that's what was not happening before. Now we have procedures in place that it will happen.
And they have to be represented.
Exactly.
Bashir, professor of the UNH School of Law, thank you for the time.
My pleasure.